Ian, what are the key principles real leaders and managers live by?
Let's deal with principles first. I think that there are several principles of life that never change. And I think that one of the secrets to successful leadership and management is to understand what the unchanging principles are and then discover ways to apply the principles in our own way. I think that one of the things that I know in my own career as a business advisor and a speaker, one of the things that I've done in the last probably 7 or 8 years is I stopped believing that my model was the best model. I like my models, don't get me wrong, but I don't think they're the only way. And what I started doing in my own career was to more focus on being a teacher of principles that don't change and then help people to apply those principles in their own way. Let me give you a couple of examples. There's been a great shift in science to what is called quantum physics. And I think it's one of the great discoveries ever. Quantum physics says that we live in a field of infinite possibility. That means that at any given moment, anything is possible. And I think for leaders to understand this principle can have profound impact on the leadership things of knowing why we're going to do something and what we're going to do, and also on the management ideas of how we're going to do something and when we're going to do it. Another principle I learned off my grandfather, I call it the law of the farm. Granddad used to teach, we reap what we sow. And today we say what goes around comes around. It's just another way of explaining what I think is a great law. Granddad used to say, if you find the fertile ground and you plow it and you seed it and you nurture it, you will get a harvest. And I think that's pretty true of how life is. Now, sometimes it rains when it's not supposed to. And of course, today we've got so much drought around, it's not raining when it's supposed to. But essentially, if you find the fertile ground, you plow it and you seed it and you nurture it, you do get a harvest. I think this is an unchanging principle. And what we need to do is to find a way to apply such a principle in our own way. Let me give you an example. I think that for me, when I woke up this morning and I looked in the mirror, that was a reminder for me that I've got to compete with myself. You know, there's nobody else out there that I've really got to worry about. My objective should be to try and beat me, myself, and then to try and cooperate with everyone else. So my philosophy of life would be compete with yourself and cooperate with others. Compete with yourself is a good way to illustrate the law of the farm. The outcome that I want in my life would be the harvest. And there are four things that apply the others. I think that intention is the fertile ground. The great poet Geeta Balan, she said, success depends on where intention is. And I think this is where everything starts, intention. The ploughing of the ground then starts with our emotional being, how we feel about something. And then the seeding of the ground starts with our mental approach or how we think about something. And then the nurturing of it is in our action, the doing. So intention, feeling, thinking, doing. If we can get those in sync and in alignment, the outcome will take care of itself. So if you like, the processes of understanding our intention, understanding how we feel, aligning how we think with how we feel, and then taking action in line with how we think and feel leads to an outcome. That to me is an example of how we could apply the law of the farm in practice. Another great principle that real leaders apply, in my view, is freedom of choice. This is the bottom line. We choose what we do. But not only that, we also choose how we feel and what we think. You know, I'm amazed at how many people that I come across who actually think that other people cause them to feel or think a certain way. The reality is, I looked in the mirror, I've got to take responsibility for how I feel and how I think and for what I do. That's not anyone else's responsibility, that's mine. And this is a great principle. We are free to choose how we feel, how we think, and what we do, regardless of what happens to us in our life. So I think these three principles are fundamental to me. The law of the farm, the principle of possibility, and the principle of freedom of choice. These are great principles. And these are leadership things. How we apply these principles in our own way And when we apply them, that's management.